SBS Radio.
Din is-sena l-istaġun tal-influenza diġa qed jidher li ser ikun wieħed serju ħafna u ħafna nies diġa ħadu t-telqima. Huwa kalkulat li f'sena minn 3,000 sa 4,000 persuna imutu minħabba komplikazzjonijiet tal-influenza. Dawk li huma l-aktar fil-periklu huma dawk ta' età żgħira u dawk li huma imdaħħla fiż-żmien. Imma l-Awstralja kollha bħala pajjiż issofri mill-epidemija tal-influenza. L-influenza hija l-kaġun ewlieni ta' assenza minn fuq il-post tax-xogħol fix-xhur tal-ħarifa u x-xitwa b'aktar minn 48,276 każ ta' influenza kienu rrappurtati mal-pajjiż kollu s-sena l-oħra, u s-sena l-oħra kienet sena anqas affettwata mill-influenza imqabla ma' snin oħra. L-assenza minn fuq il-post tax-xogħol minħabba li persuna tkun marida jiswa lill-pajjiż $7 billion f'telf ta' pagi, waqt li dawk li imorru x-xogħol u ikunu morda bl-influenza jiswew lill-pajjiż $34 billion f'telf ta' produttività. Il-professur Robert Boy huwa riċerkatur fis-saħħa tat-tfal u l-adolosċenti fl-Iskola Medika ta' Sydney. Huwa jgħid li l-istaġun tal-influenza din is-sena huwa differenti minn tas-sena l-oħra.
2019 has been really strange. There has been a sustained and rising summer and autumn surge that began at the end of last year and is continuing to increase. And the best explanation, but it's only an epidemiological immunological guess, but the best explanation is that 2018 was so quiet that we have reduced community immunity.
Il-professur Boy jgħid li dawk l-aktar fil-periklu tal-influenza huma dawk żgħar fl-età u partikularment l-anzjani.
More than 90% of the deaths were in people over 65, especially over 80. In children, however, under 15 years of age, a quarter of the flu notifications occurred in children. And one third of hospitalizations in children were under 2 years of age. So it's the very old and the very young. The very young get hospitalization but rarely die. The very old, hospitalization and death.
Il-professur Bill Rawlinson huwa tabib mediku ewlieni fil-qasam tal-virus fl-Università ta' New South Wales u jgħid li l-influenza għandha tittieħed bis-serjetà u t-tilqima kontrija tagħmel differenza kbira jekk tiħux l-influenza jew le.
It's the at-risk groups, people with diabetes, people with asthma, that's severe, people with heart disease, average and Torres Strait Islanders. Those risk groups are those who get more severe disease and die from flu. And so it's particularly important that they get vaccinated every year. And of course, it's important in the elderly, those particularly over 65 years of age, that they get vaccinated. And it's important to think about the risk to them acquiring it from their family.
Il-professur Rawlinson jgħid li il-miżuri sempliċi bħalma huma il-ħasil tal-idejn li tagħti ħalqek meta tisol u li tuża t-tixjus jistgħu ikunu wkoll biex l-influenza ma tinxterriċ. Sadattant riċerka ġdida turi li hemm gruppi oħra li huma f'periklu, dawk li huma ħoxnin iż-żejjed u dawk li jisofru mid-diabete. It-tabib Kirsty Short hija viroloġista tal-influenza fl-Università ta' Queensland. Hija tgħid li minn 75 sa 80% tal-irġiel ta' età medja għandhom ħxuna żejda. U r-rata ta' diabete fl-Awstralja kemm tal-ewwel tip u tat-tieni tip qegħdin jiżdiedu partikularment tat-tieni tip. Id-diabete taffettwa wieħed minn kull 10 Awstraljani kbar fl-età. Hija tgħid li dawn il-kundizzjonijiet metaboliċi jidhru li huma fattur ta' riskju kbir.
In the 2009 so-called swine flu pandemic, what we saw is that both obesity and diabetes for the first time emerged as susceptibility factors for severe influenza. And what we saw is that in this pandemic, people with either obesity and or diabetes were significantly more likely to be hospitalized with the flu. They were significantly more likely to be submitted to the ICU and they were significantly more likely to die from the virus.
It-tabib Short tgħid li l-ħxuna żejda tista' tnaqqas l-effett tat-tilqima kontra l-influwenza. Il-professur Bo jgħid li l-mod prinċipali kif gruppi ta' riskju ikunu protetti huma li kemm jista' jkun ikunu imlaqma numru ta' nies kontra l-influwenza.
You don't need 95% like with measles to be vaccinated. If you have over 50% of the population vaccinated, there will be at least some degree of herd immunity. So that's something to aspire to.
Iċ-ċentru Amerikan għall-kontroll u l-prevenzjoni tal-mart jgħid li t-telqim kontra l-influwenza huwa sikur u mingħajr periklu.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.